Good evening, Peter. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening, Andrew.
We're at the Tidbin Miller Tracking Centre. What is its main job?
This facility is one of NASA's complexes forming the Deep Space Network, which is a global network to communicate with NASA's probes that explore the solar system.
And what probes are these?
Quite a few. Ones that are of particular interest to us at the moment is the Galileo spacecraft that's on its way to Jupiter. In fact, just this last week it released a probe that will enter the atmosphere of Jupiter in order to carry out measurements in an area that's never been probed before.
And when will it actually arrive at Jupiter?
It arrives at Jupiter locally here on the 8th of December, so it's getting very close.
So about a 100-day flight from probe separation to actual entry?
About that, yes.
I nearly said re-entry.
Entry in the first place. And this is after a total of 6 years since launch. It was launched in October 1989, and it was launched from the shuttle and was put on a trajectory which sent it around Venus to use the gravitational field of Venus to increase its velocity and change its direction. Then it came back around Earth, out to the asteroid belt, back around Earth once more, and is now finally on its way to Jupiter.
It had an antenna problem, didn't it?
Yes, one of the problem with this particular spacecraft is that its main communication antenna did not unfurl properly, so we're unable to use it, and we have to use what's known as a low-gain omni antenna for all our communications. That causes us quite a few problems, but we've overcome that by essentially redesigning the entire mission profile to take into account that we now only have this small antenna for communications.
And Galileo is sending back pictures?
It will. Not at the moment. It has in the past. It sent back some pictures of the comet Shoemaker-Levy impact with Jupiter, and we've recovered all that data. But once it gets to Jupiter, we hope to get some really spectacular close-up and very high-resolution images of that giant planet.
Most space probes do approach photography. You know, on the way in, they take a series of photographs. Galileo's not doing that.
Yes, it will do some of that. The problem being, of course, that because of the requirement to use the small antenna, the rate at which you can transmit data back to Earth is considerably less than it would otherwise have been. So although we will be able to recover a lot of images, some of the more fancy images that we may remember from the Voyager mission of forming enough images together to make a short movie may not be possible with Galileo.
At the moment then, you're actually tracking two spacecraft. Does that add to your difficulties?
No, not really. In fact, we have facilities here that we can track more than four spacecraft at the same time. Given that we have four main antennas and several smaller ones, each one capable of independently supporting a different spacecraft.
Is the probe being actively tracked at this time, or is it just simply dormant until near the entry?
The atmospheric probe is dormant. It was separated from the spacecraft, as I mentioned, last week, and that was done by spinning the spacecraft up to about 10.5 revolutions a minute and then firing some bolts which caused springs to push the probe away from the spacecraft, and it's essentially now on a ballistic trajectory, which means the probe has no rocket engines of its own to steer it. It's now travelling much as a rifle bullet would travel once it's left the barrel.
Once it arrives at the planet and starts to enter the atmosphere, how will its data be returned to Earth?
The probe has a transmitter on board, obviously, and it transmits its data to the Galileo spacecraft, which will be going into orbit around the planet. And the Galileo spacecraft acts as a data relay for us and then transmits the probe data back to Earth.
And how long will that data come back from the probe?
We expect to acquire about 75 minutes of probe data. The limit there is that as the spacecraft goes into orbit around the planet, it will lose communication with the probe due to the physical position of the probe as compared to the orbiter.
So it's more likely we'll lose contact with the probe because of the geometry of the orbit rather than because the probe's gone too deep into the atmosphere.
That's correct. And this was part of the design. It was always recognised that would be the case.
And once you get the Galileo orbiter into orbit, you're then going to do a number of manoeuvres around the moons and so on, and do a sort of tour of the moons. How long will that take?
The prime mission is 2 years in length. And yes, you're correct, the Galileo spacecraft enters into what we call a petal orbit. If you can imagine a series of elliptical orbits that look something like the petals of a flower. And these orbits will take the spacecraft past a number of Jupiter's moons.
When you need to track this thing, is it very near Jupiter at the moment?
Definitely getting very close to Jupiter. In fact, from the ground you would say that our antenna is almost pointing at Jupiter. And for readers that are, for listeners that are interested, Jupiter is visible in the evening sky at the moment. It's clearly the brightest object in the sky apart from the moon at present.
So we would encourage everyone to go out and have a look at Jupiter, and somewhere in the very near vicinity is the Galileo spacecraft. Of course, you won't be able to see it, will you?
No, the Galileo spacecraft is far too small to be seen from Earth.
It's not possible for amateurs to pick up the signal from it, is it?
No, I would imagine not, because it's at a particular frequency, and it takes quite a bit of equipment here at the tracking station to find and lock onto that signal.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on The Space Show.
You're welcome, Andrew. Thank you.